All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Tuesday, August 6th of 2024. Looking ahead here, we have an 11-game MLB main slate set to kick off later this evening. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at Saber Sim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do this show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. But with that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up here. Have a few questions to get us started today. We will start with the questions that came in the Discord first, and then jump over to the live YouTube chat. Looks like Andy's here. What is up, Andy? First question from Bama says, say I have run my build and sorted everything, and now I have 2,500 lineups. After sorting, I want to take the top 50 lineups from the top and 50 lineups from the bottom. What would be the easiest way to accomplish this and have those uploaded into my contest? Okay, so what I would do here is, let's say that, you know, I'm not going to say why you should or shouldn't do this. But if you want to do this, what I would do is I'm going to run my build. And then I just set up one contest sim. We could do the demo with one contest sim. No problem there. So let's run these lineups. And then as soon as these lineups finish, we'll get into part two. All right, still waiting on the lineups. Just about done, finishing up now. Lineups are loading. All right, now we are in the post build. So first thing I'm going to do here is kick off my contest sim, right? Just one, I'm running one here at the moment. So as soon as this contest sim finishes, we're going to come in here and we're going to do a lineup filter. All right, contest sim is done. So going to go add a lineup filter and we're going to say show lineups with ROI greater than zero. Now, what Bama is saying, like, hey, I want to take, you know, the top X lineups from the highest sim ROI. You know, let's just say I'm sorting by risk adjusted ROI. Hey, I want to take, you know, the top however many. I think he said 50. So we'll change my lineups to 50. I want to take the top 50 here, but, you know, for whatever other reason, he wants to take the bottom 50. So what I would do is set your sorting metric. You have the top 50 already because see this arrow here? It's pointing down. So these are, you know, highest risk adjusted ROI, 572, 381, et cetera, et cetera. I would favorite them with this star icon. What this is going to do, you're going to get a notification, 50 lineups added to favorites, and then you're going to see this tab become active and you're going to see a number in parentheses. First thing I would do is trash these 50. That way they don't get used again at any other point. And then what you could do here is we are sorting high to low via this arrow. You can sort inverse and you can sort low to high with the arrow pointing up. So when I click the arrow pointing up, now we're going to see the lowest risk adjusted ROI lineups, 0%, 0%, 0.1%, et cetera, et cetera. And then we can favorite those as well. So then now we're getting the top 50 and the bottom 50. We're sending all 100 lineups to the favorites. And then from the favorites, you can come in here and then use the save to my contest feature. So that is how you accomplish what you are suggesting. I cannot say that I recommend that. So, you know, just a disclaimer there. But if you're doing this for some specific reason, not sure, you know, why, but if you have a good reason to do it, that is how you would end up doing it. All right. Good question. We're going to move on here. Got our next one came in the YouTube chat. Nancy Drew guy said, how can you use SaberSim to get picks for player prop sites like Price Picks? So, you know, we focus solely on DFS here. You know, we've dabbled in some sports betting in the past. But we've decided that, you know, our team's best attention and focus is spent just solely focusing on DFS here. So I can't really say, you know, recommend using SaberSim for Price Picks. You know, one of the biggest reasons is that, you know, these lines aren't equal, right? You got to have, like, I don't remember the math. I've done it in the past. Either, like, depending on the play, right? Whether it's a 6-pick, 5-pick, 4-pick, 3-pick, 2-pick, you know, you need different odds to have an edge accordingly, right? Like, maybe it might be like 137. Maybe it's like 139. Maybe it's like minus 143. So I have to caution against using SaberSim for sites like that, unless you're doing some kind of math calculation behind the scenes. But if you have access to the detailed stats, you can use those in some type of process that you have, right? If you come over here, scroll to the right, you're going to see walks, hits, earned runs, wins. We have strikeouts, we have innings pitch, plate appearances, home runs, right? So look for those things and, you know, tread lightly. All right. Question from Mark. What's your approach to mini uniques when doing a late swap that groups up all your different contests? Just to be clear, say I have a portfolio that has 150 max, 20 max, 3 max, single entry. What settings should I use? So kind of two questions in one here. One of them is like, hey, you know, what is like good late swap strategy? Two is how do you approach mini uniques and late swap, right? I'm gonna break those two out. So what I would do is I would do two late swaps. I would, and one thing that I think is important to know is that you don't have to wait until you need the late swap to set this up, right? So I would do two late swaps. I would do a single entry and 3 max late swap, and then a 20 max, 150 max late swap. The best way to do this, say, you know, I have two builds here, right? So I'm going to rename them. So I'm going to do 20/150 for build one, and then build two, I'm going to do SE/3 max, right? As soon as the slate locks, I can set these up for late swap. I can come in here and click the double arrow icon and I can open up swap builds. And then when I use the double arrow icon, I'm going to pick the contests that I want to late swap, right? So what with just those specific contests, right? So it'll say, you know, swap one, I could put 20/150. And then it would be swap two, SE/3 max. You can use the same swap build the entire night. You do not need to create a new swap build at every window. So you could just come in here, set up your swap builds. And then as games lock, when you refresh projections, those players whose game times have now passed are just going to gray out. So you can set up your 20/150 contests, just only those contests in one swap build, only your single entry and 3 max in another swap build. Set those up. That way they're ready to go. And then when you come back into Sabres in the late swap, all you need to do is come in here and click the refresh projections icon, and then it will update for the games that have locked. So that's the best way to set up your late swaps. to be ready for late swap and to, you know, optimize appropriately. So as far as setting up and everything, that's the way I would do that. Now, as far as min uniques goes, you know, you're most likely going to get to less min uniques as the night goes on. You know, as the first five games lock and now there's only six games left, you know, maybe you were getting min uniques of six. Well, maybe now you can only get five. That's okay. I think it's okay to get a lesser number of min uniques. I think what's important is that you look at the number in the My Lineups box. So say that, you know, I was swapping 30 lineups, right? And I come in here and the My Lineup says 30. Well, if I change this from 1 to 3, right? And the My Lineups goes down to 27. Well, that means that there aren't enough lineups in my swap pool to accommodate 3 min uniques. And in order to do that, I would have to leave 3 lineups as their original and only swap 27. In that case, what I would do is I would just go back to min uniques of 2 or to whatever number needed to make sure that at least every lineup gets swapped. So always make sure that, you know, the My Lineups matches the number of lineups in your settings when doing that. You know, one thing that you could try is setting up an aggregate metric, right? If you want to see, hey, if I come in here and show the average ROI and I'm changing min uniques, you know, watch how drastically this average is changing and then settle on a number that makes sense to you where you're balancing min uniques with the ROI in the contest. So I think this is probably one of the best approaches is to let the ROI dictate what the right number of min uniques is, as long as the min uniques is not inhibiting the number of lineups that you need for your swap. So that's what I would do. All right. Next question in the YouTube chat. How do you feel about Gil and Castillo for one entry tournaments? So, you know, the best way to answer this, right, is to open a build. Let's say we open this next build, you know, fresh build, right? Make two small adjustments to projections. And then I'm going to go to my settings and I'm going to set this up for a single entry contest, right? I'm going to come in here, say, hey, I'm playing a single entry. Maybe it's like 100 to 1K entries, right? I'm going to set up my settings the right way. I'm only going to build 500 lineups here. Let's say I'm literally playing one lineup and then I'm going to kick this off, right? So my settings are optimized for single entry right now. So let's let this build run. Lineups finishing up now. So let's just say we're using SaberScore, right? We're just using SaberScore for this example. So large slate, 100 to 1K entries. That's perfect. You know, now what I would do is I would set, I wouldn't even care about the number of lineups that I'm looking at or that I need. I would just go in here and sort by pool exposure, right? And then when I do that, what I'm looking for is, hey, you know, how often is Castillo and Gil coming up in our entire pool? And then what does that number look like compared to their ownership? So that's like step one, right? So because Gil in about 39% of our pool lineups, ownership's about 31%. So we have leverage on him across our entire 500 lineups. Castillo, 32% pool in about 39% ownership. So we're actually a little bit low here on Castillo. So what I like to do is I like to look at my pool in bite-sized chunks, right? So we looked at the entire pool. We looked at all 500 lineups. Okay, don't really love Castillo, but we like Gil more. Okay, well, that was in, you know, all 500. What about the top 10%, right? What about the top 50 lineups? What do we think then? I come in here. I set my lineups to 50. I sort by exposure. I'm just waiting for these to update. Now, you know, let's see. Okay, hey, you know, Gill is in about 34%, close to his ownership. Castillo, we're still under on him. But we really like Pablo Lopez. You know, Pablo Lopez is popping way more than anybody else, right? Okay, so I'm making some mental notes here, right? Gill seems fine. Pablo Lopez seems like a better option than Luis Castillo. What about the top 1% of lineups? What about the top 5? Okay, we really like Pablo Lopez. We're still getting to some Gill, some Castillo, right? So, you know, according to this, right, according to the way we're looking at this, like, hey, you know, it's interesting that when we look at all 500 lineups, Lopez is 30% pool, 32% ownership. So like kind of even, but when we look at these smaller bite-sized chunks, 10%, 1%, SaberSim really likes Pablo Lopez a lot. So I think Gill is a good option. And then, you know, according to this, I think Pablo Lopez is probably a better option than Luis Castillo based on everything that we've seen here, right? Especially with the constant negative leverage that we've seen for Castillo. So that's what I would be recommending. But all right, taking a peek here, no more questions in the office hours channel, and we are all caught up in the YouTube chat. So don't forget about our build review show going live at 2 p.m. Eastern here. We do have that show kicking off at about 45 minutes. I believe we have 3 names for today. So if anybody else wants their build reviewed live on stream, let me know. Drop a message in the office hours channel in Discord, and I will add you to the queue. But until then, everybody, I will see you all in about 45 minutes. So take care. Thanks. Bye.